a special morning conversation this morning focusing on children and ways that you can help a group of kids all the way across the world. The For Kids' Sake organization is hosting its second annual 5K run and walk later this month, and we've got the director of fundraising for Kids' Sake. That's Shema Ruperto. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
For people who are not familiar with For Kids' Sake, can we kind of start with that basic information? What's the organization all about?
For Kids' Sake is an organization that supports orphanages and schools in Bangladesh. We have six different facilities throughout Bangladesh, and in those facilities we have approximately 550 orphans, boys and girls, and 3,500 students that attend our schools.
Certainly a big task. I think a lot of people might look at it and go, oh my gosh, goodness, it's so daunting. But an organization like this really kind of allows one person to make a difference.
It does. We're lucky that the dollar still goes pretty far in Bangladesh. So one example I like to give is that just $500 supports a kid for an entire year. That will make sure an orphan has three meals a day, can go to school, can go to the doctor when they need to, has a bed to sleep in, has someone to take care of them. So a $500 donation, a $200 donation is literally changing someone's life.
Sure. People may be more familiar with your organization for one of the fundraising events that's a little bit older than the 5K, and that's the art sale, which normally goes on in December, but the timing for that has moved.
Yes, we moved it to May this year so that we could coordinate with the end of the school year.
Sure. You can get more information before we get too far into the fundraising effort this month by going to forkidssake.net. That's forkidssake.net. And now the 5K is coming up later this month. It's in the city of Carbondale, Saturday, September 22nd. It starts at 9 o'clock there at Turley Park. Starts and ends at Turley Park.
Yes.
Correct? Why choose a 5K? Why something like this?
It's a 5K, 10K run and walkathon. We chose it because it appealed to so many people. We really liked that it had these three elements that everybody could relate to. One, it brought people together from all walks of life. Everyone from 7 years old to 80 years old can participate. It encourages healthy living and being outdoors. And it raises money for a great cause. For us, these three reasons were a win-win.
Now, For Kids' Sake is an organization that's based here in Carbondale. Is there a personal connection there for you, or why Bangladesh, why Carbondale?
Right, that's a great question. The orphanages started in the 1970s by an incredibly pious man in Bangladesh, and he actually was an orphan himself, and he devoted his life to establishing and opening these schools and orphanages all over the country. And when he passed away, our organization and the people in our organization promised to continue to take care of these children because we knew him personally and we had visited Bangladesh. And we're just continuing that promise today. We promise we'll take care of what you started.
A lot of people may look at something like this and say, well, I want to get involved, but I'm not a runner. What do you answer to something like that?
Well, that's exactly why it's called a run walkathon. It is a race, and a lot of people come to it for the sake of the race. But lots of people are just walking for the cause. They want to get out there, they want to support the cause, and they're able to get people to sponsor them and to get pledges, and it's a purely fundraising activity for them.
When we talk about a fundraiser, a lot of times we talk about an overall goal. You said $500 will take care of one child for 1 year.
Yes.
In this program. Do you have an overall goal for this event?
For this event, we'd like to raise $20,000.
Seems like a daunting task. You think you can? Does that compare to what you raised last year?
It's definitely a big jump from last year, but I think we can do it. We've had a lot of community support. We've had a lot of people excited about the event. So I think we'll get there.
There is a buzz about something like this. And when we were talking before we got started here, we were talking about support, not just from the public, but the business community as well.
Yeah, we've had incredible response from the local businesses here. We have over 12 business sponsors, and their donations have been able to cover the majority of the event cost, which means any fundraising and sponsorships above and beyond that people get all really goes to the children.
How much, I'm sure you've been to Bangladesh, you've visited these orphanages, you've talked to the children and even some that have probably graduated and moved
right
on from there. How much does something like this mean to them?
Oh, you know what's I'm glad you asked that, because right now in Bangladesh, they're setting up to do a race on the exact same day. On September 22nd, they're doing a race so they can join us in our efforts. And so they're completely aware of the fundraising that goes on for them all the way across the world. For them, they feel like they live in a rural village in a tiny country that people don't even know about. And to know that people in America across the world are doing this for us and they've never met us is unbelievably touching for them. And they get to see pictures and videos, and they meet people every year when our organization goes over. So it's mind-blowing for them, and they feel the support in a bigger way than I think we can even imagine.
Sure. Really running across the world then that day.
Exactly.
Sure. Again, the 5K, it's also a 10K run and walk, is coming up later this month. It's September 22nd. Starts at 9 a.m. at Turley Park in Carbondale. And you can register now at the For Kids Sake website, forkidssake.net. There's an early registration deadline, which is coming up this Friday, correct?
Yes.
You can register up to the day of the race, though.
Yes. You can keep registering.
Are you asking people to set a personal goal for fundraising, or are you just really hoping people come out with whatever amount they can?
We've set a personal goal for $200. If people could raise $200, that supports a child for about 5 months. And we have a fun incentive that if you raise $200, you'll get a For Kids Sake hoodie, a nice pullover hoodie, which is just a little bonus. But that is our personal goal for people.
Outside of the fundraising efforts, what types of things can people get involved in with your organization?
There's always volunteering opportunities, of course. Our two big events, as you mentioned, are the For Kids Sake Run Walkathon that we're talking about now, and the For Kids Sake Art Show. And also, I've had people come up and want to start their own projects. I've had students come to me and say, I want to do a clothing exchange for kids so they can organize it themselves and make that their offering.
Sure, sure. So people can kind of come to you with their own ideas.
It's endless, and it's fun, and you get to be together and help.
Sure. How much of an awareness are you hoping to get from this event here in September in terms of letting people know what you provide for the students and how important it is to them?
I think over the years we have become more of a public charity. More and more people know about us through these events. And it's really through these two events that we've been doing that people get to learn about us. And we work with children in schools for the art show as well as for the walkathon. And that really raises the awareness in the community from the youngest level, really.
Sure, sure. Once again, the 5K, 10K Run Walkathon is coming up Saturday. It's September 22nd at 9 a.m. Starts and ends there at Turley Park in Carbondale. This is the second annual event.
Yes.
Were you surprised by the success last year? Did you do well?
I was completely surprised. We went double over our budget. We had twice as many people as everyone said we would have, we should have. So we blew by all of our expectations as well as some of the running community's expectations. So I was incredibly pleased with it.
Sure, and you can come out, learn more about these hundreds of children that are helped in Bangladesh as a result of the For Kids Sake organization. You can learn more also at the website, which is forkidssake.net, how they got started, how you can get involved, lots of other information at the website there. Shema Roberto is Director of Fundraising. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.